Welcome back to the Leader Podcast.
Happy Monday morning.
You notice I keep not using my handle because I want everybody to read my cup.
Yeah.
Stop trying to sit at the tables Jesus flipped. I don't really know what it means, but I just thought it sounds sass mouthy.
That'd be like if the table's like flipped over, you're just sitting there, there's just like a leg sticking up. It'd be like a weird moment, you know?
Let's do some shout-outs.
Let's.
So, a few weeks ago, we did the National Day of Volunteer Youth Ministry Training. Several of you showed up for
good.
That. Thanks for being there. Hope it was good for you. We loved the conversation that we heard going on around tables, and the content was super great. So thanks for making that Saturday morning important. And because you made it important, you have a chance to win.
Yep, only you.
Only you.
And only you get the Yetis.
Yes.
So hopefully you guys are drinking.
Maybe you've already received your Yeti.
Oh, they definitely have.
Because at this moment, the Yetis still are not here, but we're hoping for this week.
Stop time stamping us. Like, stop giving away our secrets. They are drinking out of it this morning on their way to work.
Yeah.
Greg Pert in his
electric
Tesla
vehicle,
right now.
Electric vehicle that drives at the sound of his voice.
Yeah. Or any one of these other leaders.
Also, if
this
we
morning.
Had Yetis, we wouldn't be drinking out of these because that will also become the next lore thing. Is we'll have to use our branded Yetis for every episode.
I refuse. I actually don't drink out of travel mugs.
That's right, you don't.
Nope. Yeah. I drink out of ceramic mugs. Coffee tastes better out of a ceramic mug.
And if you've ever ridden in his car, you know this because he's got that thing precariously balanced on his little.
Yeah.
Place where cups go, but cups like that don't fit.
I know exactly how to put it. I will carry the coffee in the Yeti, like to keep
like,
it warm.
Like a thermos.
And then I pour it out.
Like an old school thermos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I did that, I said, I need to go get some more coffee because it's just in my car. And people are like, where are you getting this coffee from?
You should have totally been like, oh, I have a brewer in my back seat. Like,
a brewery?
A brewer. Brewer, not a brewery. That's the wrong podcast, dude. Hey, who's going to win this stuff?
All right. The winner of this amazing Cross Creek Justin shirt, which is one of our church plants that failed, goes to none other than...
Jerry Bullard. Love it.
Thanks for coming to the National Day Training, bro.
Yeah,
gotta
appreciate
love
you, Jerry.
I love it.
Hey, let's do a shout out to Anne Marie Lice. She teaches junior high girls at 9:45. She came to National Day.
Yeah, she did. So
on her 25th wedding anniversary,
wow.
She was at National Day Training.
That's awesome.
That's some commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that, Anne-Marie. Thank
so
you.
So thanks for coming to your, thanks for coming on your wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about, I had to say it in my head, welcome. Wanted.
Could have looked there. Could have looked there.
I know.
Could have looked there.
I know. I'm just so used to looking at the camera with my hair. Welcomed.
Yep.
How does a student feel? No, wanted. We did welcome last week. Lord help me.
Linked right there.
Where? All right. How does a student feel wanted? First of all, a student feels wanted when you say their name.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot. I'll be honest with you, too. In youth ministry, a lot of times a student feels wanted. That feeling is sometimes beyond our control.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, there's a lot of other factors that go into a student feeling wanted, not the least of which is, do they have friends here? Do other students know their name? And all those things.
Right. We can do everything right, and a student might still feel disconnected.
Right.
But there are some things that we can do right to help lessen that, that runway.
Exactly.
Right? To get a little closer.
So we have to do what only we can do.
Agreed.
Yeah.
100%. And do for some what you wish you could do for all, which is what I say every time I can't remember a kid's name. Okay, so remember a kid's name. We're actually going to
link. Do you call them by that? Are you like, hey, do for some what you wish you could do for all?
No, but I should. No, I do what all youth pastors do. Hey, bro, what's up, friend?
Yeah.
Good to see you, girl. Yeah, it's terrible. And they all know. By the way, if you're faking it like that, students know. In the group me, we're actually going to throw a link to a training on how to remember kids' names.
Yeah.
So make sure that you check that out.
Actually, it was in episode 8, I think.
Did we do it already?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, if you missed it the first time.
Yeah.
Great. I was wondering why I thought about that. Maybe I dreamed it.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know I edited it last week, so I can tell you why I was thinking about it.
How else does a student feel wanted? One of the things that we ask you to do as Connect Group leaders is to follow up with a student. If they haven't been there for a while, if they just gave a great answer on a Sunday morning, they come every single week and they just said something great, or just because they come every single week hey, Susie.
Yeah.
That's such an old man way of saying it. But hey, Susie, thank you so much for being here every week. I love how consistent you are. You're such a blessing to me.
I had a chemistry teacher who always said Susie Q.
Susie Q. I left off the Q on purpose. So calling out a student with sending them a piece of mail or a text message or shouting them out in your group me, yeah. All great ways to help kids feel wanted. Remembering their birthdays.
Yep.
The Lead app makes that super simple. You can log into that thing and go down to the bottom. I think it's called Special Days. I'm not sure, but if you click on it, it'll tell you all the kids' birthdays in your group.
Yeah.
And we provide birthday cards. So super easy for you to fill out a birthday card and help a kid in your group feel super wanted.
Yeah. If you didn't know how, there's cards in the leader workroom.
Yeah.
Fill one out. Leave it for us.
Yep. Just put the name on it. We'll address it and drop it in the mail.
Yeah. You may not have the address handy. We do. We'll pay for postage. Yeah. So there you go. Saving you something like 60 something cents.
Yeah. Woo.
We got your back.
Yeah. We bought forever stamps in there at 48 cents a piece. So we're really,
we're really
sticking it to the man.
That is how we have so many resources around this place. We saved our money on stamps.
For sure. By the way, the Lead app should give you everybody's information at just a really quick glance. So you don't have to have us. It doesn't have to be for a birthday. You can just be thinking about a kid, send them a postcard, send them a text.
Yeah.
Really great way to
reach out. What if you made it a habit every week to just write one or two cards?
Yeah.
Like you come in, you grab a couple cards, you write two before you leave, two before group starts, whatever. Like that's a really easy way to add to your schedule and rhythm and a way to like really easily help the kids in your connect group feel wanted.
And also grab some of your kids, like build that connection across the way, not just between you and the student, but between the students and the student. So if you have students who know a kid, they haven't been there for a while, or even if they don't, just, man, we've really missed you. We'd love to see you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Love it.
Super easy.
Story time? Or is there more?
Oh, I don't know. I wondered if you had some.
No, I just was pivoting off what you said.
Oh,
I think that's what you told me to do.
Perfect. Sounds great. Let's do story time.
Let's do it.
What story time are we in?
So if you guys didn't see it, I think I have some.
Oh, please clip it.
I think I have some video on here. So you're going to want to check this out on YouTube. But our students, well, let's frame this up a little bit. So Kaylin was in charge of helping sort of like plan the back to school bash. That was one of her.
With a student's team.
Team of teenagers. So the idea began, let's do a talent show.
Yeah. I'm a little bit anti-talent show, a little bit like lock-ins.
Help us understand why.
I feel like talent shows sometimes make kids who may think they don't have talent feel out of place. And I also think it can be a little bit of a popularity contest sometimes because you have to be pretty extroverted and willing to get out there to put yourself on a stage and do a talent show.
Yeah.
And not every kid feels that way.
Right.
And I don't like kids to feel alienated. We can't just like making them feel wanted. We can't always control that.
Like,
but if there's some ways that we can control it, we want to.
For sure.
So to the teenagers' credit, what a great pivot, right?
Yeah. So they don't know yet what they did if they weren't here. So to tell you what they did, here's this great pivot. So instead of a talent show, they did a Justin Bieber to the song Baby, if you don't know that song.
You gonna sing it? No. I was waiting for you.
Copyright. they did a lip sync karaoke.
Boy band extravaganza.
Yeah, I think they called it the Wrong Direction or something like that.
Yeah, it was the Wrong Direction.
And so shout out to Nathan Lyle Youngman, who was like lead singer.
Who all was in that thing? Toby.
Was Toby in it?
Yeah, he was out in the crowd singing bass.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Toby Brown.
Ruben came up for the ludicrous rap part.
Yeah, and crushed it.
And he had it memorized.
Yeah.
He also spoke that night.
He did real. Ruben crushed that
the
night.
The whole night. Ruben,
Jesse fake playing the keyboard.
Yeah, or maybe real playing it, but with it turned off.
Yeah. Just in case he was bad at it.
Yeah, and then Zach.
And then who was the little trio around there?
Zach Harsha, and then Sam Brown.
Yeah.
And then Eli Sappington. Sappington. Yeah.
Yeah, take a look.
Well, I don't have the full thing.
It's all right.
All right, here's some clips. Yeah. They were going this whole time we were talking. So.
Yeah. Oh, were they?
Yeah, so all now it's over.
So don't take a look then. You already saw it.
Crash land this thing.
Yeah, love you guys.
Bye.